I'm going to speak to you today about this research project I've been working on over the last number of years with Dr. Cradiville and Dr. Jack Meisinger, looking at this issue of can we provide a tool to farmers to help them in their decision regarding fall starter nitrogen applications for their winter wheat crop. So just a little bit of background, the area that we're working in, we're in the Chesapeake Bay watershed, which extends to 64,000 square miles and takes in part of six states and most of Maryland. Now, nitrogen pollution of the bay is a major regional issue, and it's estimated that agriculture contributes 38% of the nitrogen entering the bay. So because of this, agriculture is a target for regulation. But as researchers, if we can help to improve efficiencies within this system and provide farmers with tools, perhaps some of this regulation pressure is diminished. So just to give you an idea of the scale of the problem we face, it's estimated that annual nitrogen inputs to the bay need to be decreased by 64 million kilograms. Now, Maryland has been quite progressive in trying to tackle the problem of nitrogen inputs to the bay. They're actually paying farmers to plant cover crops. And during the last 3 years, there's been a program in place where farmers can take a payment to apply no fall starter nitrogen to their winter wheat crop. And this program has been quite successful. So winter wheat, it's significant acreage within the watershed. 234,000 hectares of winter wheat harvested for grain in 2008. Now, on every single one of those hectares, some decision was made regarding how much fall starter nitrogen would be applied. Currently, Maryland nutrient management recommendations are for starter nitrogen applications of anything from 0 to 45 kilograms per hectare. So the question is, how much starter nitrogen is necessary? So that's why we've been looking at developing a fall nitrate test. So what will this involve? Well, it would involve a farmer going out, taking a soil sample before he plants his wheat, and conducting a nitrate nitrogen analysis. Now, rather than sending this sample away for lab analysis, what we're looking at using is this NitroCheck meter here. And this is already available at a county level through the nutrient management program. So once we've established how much nitrate we have, the farmer could use this information along with what he knows about site weed yield potential to guide his fall starter nitrogen application. So you might ask, how accurate is this meter? Well, we ran comparisons with samples that were run through KCL extraction and using the latchet. And as you can see, there's quite a tight relationship here, R squared of almost 0.99. So we're confident that this can be used as a quick method where farmers can establish how much nitrate they have at a local level. So why would we want to use a fall nitrate test? Well, we have this issue in the Mid-Atlantic where optimizing corn nitrogen rates is challenging. We have this issue where corn yields are fluctuating annually because of weather conditions. And because of this, the nitrogen requirement for that corn is going to fluctuate. So do the applied nitrogen rates fluctuate? Well, if you think to what goes on in your own states with a lot of crops, in a lot of cases, farmers will get comfortable with a rate which they know is not going to limit their yield in that year, and they'll tend to apply that on an annual basis. So in situations where this rate is either too high or the corn underperforms, we have potential for residual nitrogen remaining following that crop. So if we can come in and actually measure that nitrate, we can take this into account when we're making that decision regarding starter nitrogen application. And optimizing our fall nitrogen rate can help the farmer to decrease input costs and increase his profit. And then we have an environmental benefit as a spin-off from this in reducing the impact of corn and wheat cropping systems by improving our nitrogen efficiency. So I refer to this issue of corn yields fluctuating on an annual basis. And this is just a graphical illustration of this. Over the last 11 years, Maryland and two of our close neighbors, Delaware and Virginia, and you can see this fluctuation pretty dramatic across that time period. So before I go on to actually show you some of the results we were getting, I wanted to give you a quick idea of how we conducted the research. We actually went out in the spring and we established corn plots with different fertilizer nitrogen rates ranging from deficient to excessive across the state in Maryland. And what this allowed us to do was set up conditions of varying residual nitrate once that corn was harvested. Once the corn was harvested, we went in, we took soil samples, and we planted our wheat. Now, to split plots within what would have been corn main plots, we applied 4 fall starter nitrogen rates. Now, once this starter nitrogen rate was applied, all this wheat was treated the same to harvest. So we're just looking at that starter nitrogen effect. So, as I said, we took soil samples, and what kind of a range of residual nitrate did we see? Well, we saw anything from low levels down less than 10 kilograms per hectare to as high as 180 kilograms per hectare, with about half the sites having more than 20 kilograms per hectare in that surface 30 centimeters. So if we can actually come in there and measure what we've got, we can take this into account when we apply our fall nitrogen, rather than just going out and applying a standard practice that we do every year. So what kind of wheat yield response were we seeing? What you're looking at here is the wheat yield response to addition of 34 kilograms per hectare of fall starter nitrogen. And this is across 4 years. So what you're looking at on the y-axis here is the wheat yield response as a percentage change in response to this 34 kilograms per hectare of additional starter nitrogen compared to the plot that wouldn't have gotten that. And on the x-axis, you're looking at the available nitrogen to that plot that we were comparing to. So in a field situation, you could have a response. Here's our zero line. If anything, we saw anything from -4 to +22% return. And this is just a trend line across this. And as many of you look at this and you'll see there's quite a range of data of responses, and that's correct. But you can see this trend as available nitrogen increased, response to our starter nitrogen application decrease. And this just emphasizes the importance of using multi-year and multi-site databases in helping us to get an idea of what kind of response we're seeing and develop recommendations. Now, we had 1 year in which we had quite heavy rainfall following fall nitrogen applications, and we didn't get any response. So if we remove this year, you're just looking here at 3 years response. And you can see this when we have less than 40 kilograms per hectare of nitrate nitrogen available in the surface foot, we were getting responses in the order 5 to 9.5%. And this would have paid for the nitrogen. So what do these responses mean for the wheat grower? Now, I've just taken a Maryland 10-year average wheat yield, grain price, and nitrogen price. Now, of course, many of you will be aware that these prices have been fluctuating pretty dramatically over the last number of years, but this just gives us something that we can make comparisons at. So how much yield response would we have needed to pay for that 34 kilograms per hectare of additional starter nitrogen? We would have needed 5%. Additional response using those figures. Now in Maryland, I told you, there is this payment available for using no fall starter nitrogen, $62 per hectare. So if you left that money on the table, you needed to recoup that, right? That was like your opportunity cost. So you would have needed an additional 12% yield response to recoup this. Now there were sites where we were getting this, but on average we were not. And if you left that money on the table, and you put on that starter nitrogen application, you also had to pay for it. So that would have taken a 17% yield response. So just to conclude, soil nitrate nitrogen levels and rainfall influence wheat yield response to fall starter nitrogen applications. And within the region, recommendations exist that if you go out there and you have less than or greater than 68 kilograms per hectare of nitrate nitrogen in the surface 15 centimeters, you should apply no starter nitrogen. Now what we were seeing was that in 3 out of 4 years, sites with less than 40 kilograms per hectare of inorganic nitrogen in that surface 30 centimeters, these were the sites that were giving us that 5 to 9% additional yield response that would have paid for the nitrogen. And it's worth noting that's significantly lower than the figure above. Now, in Maryland, because we have this program, it pays to take that no-fall nitrogen payment. But, of course, these programs can change over time. and there are acreage restrictions, and you have some farmers who just plain do not want to go out and apply a standard practice of no fall starter nitrogen. So we feel that a fall nitrate test could help us to identify fall nitrogen response sites and improve wheat nitrogen use efficiency and also reduce nitrogen inputs to the bay. So at this point, I'd just like to express my thanks to Maryland Grain Producers Association for their funding support, and also to the following people for their invaluable help and support, both in the field and in the lab, and for advice. And also to thank you all for listening, and if anyone has any questions or comments, I'd be happy to take them at this point.
We have 4 minutes for questions.
How deep did you soil sample again?
So the question was, how deep did we soil sample? We sampled to a 2 foot depth, and we took a 0 to 15, 15 to 30, and 30 to 60 centimeter increments. So we have all that information. Moving towards taking a 15 centimeter soil sample for a test, we are going to look at the prediction accuracy of that type of a sample, because obviously this would be more practical for farmers going out there. I guess any of you that are familiar with using a soil probe know that the less deep you have to push it and pull it back out of, the easier it is. So.
This isn't a question of any research, but how long has that payment been available for farmers to encourage them to not apply in the fall?
So the question was, how long has the payment been available? And that commodity cover crop program, as it's known, for putting out no fall starter nitrogen has been available for the last 3 years. And this program's been quite successful. And I think slowly but surely, a lot of guys that maybe were hardcore starter nitrogen appliers are starting to take advantage of it.
Did you have a question?
How deep do the wheat roots go?
The question was, how deep do the wheat roots go? And of course, this is a very good question. I'm probably not going to be able to give you a definitive answer. I guess my question is, how long are you allowing the wheat to grow before you want the answer to your question? So are you talking about the depth of growth during the fall or to harvest?
I guess it's about heading on the wheat.
I guess this is a factor that's probably influenced by how much moisture is available. If conditions are drier, I'd imagine that the wheat will try to go deeper. I think it's quite conceivable that wheat roots could be going down at least 2 feet by that time of the year.
I have a question. With the nitrate meter that you showed,
yes,
that is measuring what, the top 6 inches or 15 centimeters, or can you actually go deeper with that?
So the question was regarding the NitroCheck meter and what it's actually measuring. So it's actually measuring nitrate, and it's measuring whatever sample depth you extract, and then put the meter into. It's actually a colorimetric test using strips. So if you took a 0 to 15 centimeter sample, extracted that, and measured that, that's what it would measure. And if you measure to 60 feet and extracted that, that's what it would measure.
Yeah. I was thinking it was something you actually stuck in the soil.
Okay, well, I should have perhaps explained that better.
Got time for one more question, if someone has one. Would the measurement of ammonium, do you think, increase your correlation?
We also measured ammonium. What the data presented here is using nitrate, because the NitroCheck meter actually it measures nitrate, nitrogen, with the particular strips that we were using. Typically, so when we took the soil samples, we also ran them through a lab extraction, KCl extraction, and using a latchet, and we also we do have that ammonia information. Typically, ammonia levels tended to be lower in the soil, a few parts per million, as most of that ammonia is pretty rapidly transformed to nitrate by soil microbial processes.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Okay, thank you all for listening.